And so it's Ash Wednesday, the 10th of February. This is Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. And so even on Ash Wednesday, I'm sure we have some people we know that might be celebrating birthdays and so on. And so we'd like to be in touch with them in this first hour of the show, just to see how they are doing that. And the SMS line is 41809. And of course, you can call us 011-452-7115 or email me, and the email address is Khanya, Khanya, at radioveritas.co.za. It really is as easy as that. And so let us know who is celebrating today, and let's get in touch with them live on the radio. Thanks to Father Michel Munier for celebrating Ash Wednesday Mass for us today. It was a full studio here at Radio Veritas, and it's great to see lots of people coming to the studio. And I know you are also listening with us on 5:76 a.m. or on www.radioveritas.co.za, or even on SMS, even on your mobile phone, and perhaps on your tablet, who knows. It really is great to be with you here on your only Catholic radio station in South Africa, 14 minutes after one.
Virgen de Guadalupe, adiós, oh Madre del Salvador, desde que niño nombrarte supe.
Bergen de Guadalupe, that's Perry Griffin and Raul Maulo on Radio Veritas 576 AM. And so let's see who is celebrating today. John, I'm not sure how young he is, but maybe John will let us know. And I'm not sure where John is either, but let's see if we can quickly raise him.
Press star to copy this welcome tone.
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. This is Khanya from Radio Veritas.
Who?
My name is Khanya from Radio Veritas, and I just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
When is your birthday, by the way, John?
No, my birthday was yesterday.
Was it yesterday? Oh, I see. That's because I have a message for you here. It says, John, it's your special day, and I wish you peace for every moment. Okay, this is from Musi Matlo.
Okay, yeah, I love you, man.
Okay, and what do you want to say to Musima?
No, I say, I'm happy that you phone about my birthday.
And by the way, you are live on the radio, on Radio Veritas.
Oh, I'm live on the radio?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
So,
thank you, Musima. I say, I'm happy to hear my name announcing on the radio.
Oh, nice. Nice. That.
And
she said, I must say, hip, hip. And you will say?
Hooray!
You have a great one, Tate John.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
God bless you, Baba. Hi, Meme Rinkomo. How are you, me?
I'm thank you, Moon Tate Khanya.
Hey, Batung, you're my tatting. So, it's one fella birthday, Meme Ri. How's your birthday?
Sure, I'm on a tour because I go Ash Wednesday. You wait.
Missing. Hey,
I'm on a ticket to Ash Wednesday.
Guy perishing.
Maryvale.
Oh, okay, Lady of the Wayside.
Akus?
Our Lady of the Wayside.
Yeah.
And then, Kana Retswara, how many years today, memory?
Hey, Retswara, saying at 66 or 67. I can also tell you, I was at the house.
But one of those, 66 or 67.
6 or 7, yeah. Hey. I was at the house.
And then mplele he memory e re celebrate e eng fela le montse tsenga tangata tse o lebohantse tem dimo ka eng fela.
Hey, ke bere ke je so much ka batho go spetlele ke bere ka ka batho.
Iyam.
So I enjoyed myself doing that.
Iyam.
Until ke retire.
Aha.
Yeah.
And so o le bona tate modimo ka all these good things tsa tseng bophelong ba hao mena
ko yeah.
And me molaetsa o ke na le wona ho thwe ke re ho wena o thwe o na na rotswa ho ma message o
ke mame sentate kganya
ne ke re o nana ro tswa ho mang message o fela
message o ke kupile ko ma katolika a ke tlang le ona e bile ne ke promote Radio Veritas for ba tsebe
for
bonta te kganya ba teng ba re hise tsa di happy birthday
okay
yeah ne ke promote le Radio Veritas.
Aura le bua memory.
Yeah.
Moletla o tswa ho Veronica.
Oh, eh my sister.
O batla reng ho yena fela mme?
Yo, ke re ke morata hore batho ngwe. Do ne ke ba khopota now and then ke le ska le bala phela. Link iseng ko Radio Veritas.
So bari. No, me hole ba rona ka nnete. And so a rutlo ho wena he ha re re hip hip ka tseno wena o re.
Hore!
Pina ro ba palanya yona ke feng memory?
Hey, ke rata ke tsepile ho wena. Oh oh.
Ke rata yona eo ga go. Ai, ene re tloetsa jwalo fela especially for wena fela ka tseno memory.
Ke a lebo.
Thank you, mme o be letsatsi le monate.
Ke a lebo ga ntate kganya.
Hi, this is Helen Ncube from Moya Parish in Tembisa. You are listening to Radio Veritas, the station that brings you good news for a change.
Yeah.
Especially for Meme Rinkomo on her birthday today. She's at the parish of Our Lady of the Wayside in Maryvale. And that beautiful message from her sister, Veronica. It's 1:30.
Meditations for Lent.
Omri Noen, an Ash Wednesday prayer. How often have I lived through these weeks without paying much attention to penance, fasting, and prayer? How often have I missed the spiritual fruits of the season without even being aware of it? How can I ever really celebrate Easter without observing Lent? How can I fully rejoice in your resurrection when I have avoided participating in your death? Yes, Lord, I have to die with you, through you, and in you, and thus become ready to recognize you when you appear to me in your resurrection. There is so much in me that needs to die. False attachments, greed and anger, impatience and stinginess. I see clearly now how little I have died with you, really gone your way and been faithful to it. O Lord, make this Lenten season different from the others. Let me find you again. Amen.
The Galway singers, blessed are the pure in heart, this Ash Wednesday. Let's see if we can... Hi, Zulu boy.
How's it?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, good.
It's your birthday.
Yes, it is.
You sound like you forgot, eh?
No, I didn't forget, eh?
Okay. I thought that's the first thing you'd tell me when you pick up your phone, huh?
No.
So, what? How's your day been so far?
It's okay.
How young are you, by the way?
26.
Are you 26 today?
Yeah.
Where do you go to church, by the way, Zulu boy?
Zola Holy Cross.
Zola in... Oh, Holy Cross in Zola, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do in the parish?
I'm now in the young adult.
Okay, what?
Young choir.
Or in the young adults choir?
Yeah.
Nice. What voice? Tenor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you live on Radio Veritas. I suspect you know this, eh?
Oh, nice.
And that's because I have a message for you.
Okay.
And this message says, Dumela Ntate Khanya, I'd like to wish a blessed day to Zulu Boy. And it says, Bafo, another year older, but unfortunately none wiser.
And I would like to know who sent that message.
And that's my question to you. Any idea who this message is from?
I can be either Tabiso or Tapelo Mutau.
So either Tabiso or Tapelo, ne?
Yes.
And if it's not any of these two?
I can't be.
Okay. Well, you're right. It's from Tapelo Mutau.
No, I thought as much.
What do you want to say to Tapelo?
No, thank you very much, bro. Very much appreciate it. Yeah, may the good Lord keep you well and bless you as always. Thank you.
So why the nickname Zulu Boy, by the way?
Because I'm Zulu.
Okay. Is that all?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. And so they said I must say to you, happy birthday, dear Thokozani.
Thank you.
And so we say radio, and you say?
Very good.
And I say, yip, yip, and you say?
Hooray.
So you have a great one, Tate.
Thank you, sir.
So soon when you turn 30, I hope to speak to you again.
Not a problem.
Eitada and that.
We are looking forward to coming back home and being with our loved ones. I will write you letters and please send me pictures of the little ones. But for now, we have to fight for the freedom of Mzansi.
This all I had a vision. Your boots are back in my West Pune kitchen. ngizoyilungisa indaba kaFestasi njani imbuli yami enethini impendulo yami ngiyithola nini incwadi yami ayifiki yini zonke zo-16 zobuya ngonyaka ozayo ungilinde esitobhini ngomhlaka 12 kuNhlolanja 1990 Mandela will be out of prison okwamanje ngisehlathini right again nomalanga othi ngiyefizini. Sekuphela iminyaka emhlanu sikrosile sinukana nale nkululeko esilwelile sigijima sigijimile shaya ijambo sikrola sijambulile kodele namhlanje ngeke lishone engambonile sase.
So, of course, that's Zulu Boy. I see when you use names like Zulu Boy, this is what happened. Nomalanga is the song by Zulu Boy. And we just spoke to Zulu Boy Thokozani on his birthday. And so I've just been trying to get in touch with Betty. Can't get hold of her. And I just tried speaking to Mama Semola and I realized her birthday is only tomorrow. Who else should I be calling for today on their day? And the number to dial, 011-452-7115. You can also SMS me at 41809. That's 41809. And I've also tried to get in touch with Ntombi Diali. In fact, let's quickly try her again. She sent a message saying it's her own birthday today and that she is thanking God for a beautiful, for another birthday. So let's see if we can raise her, Ntombi Diali.
Hello.
Hi, Ntombi.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm great, thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You are how young today?
62.
Excuse me?
62.
Ah, ebome.
Yeah. Are you? 26.
Well, I was hoping you'd say 26. Yeah. Wow, wow, Mom. And where are you, Mentombi? Where do you go to church?
I am at home or today, where I'm going today.
Yes.
Do you mean, can I get again St. Mark Mabopane?
Oh, St. Mark Eko Mabopane.
Yeah.
Nice, man. And yes. What are we celebrating? What are the highlights so far in your life?
Oh, hey. Ngimo itse o nkhaugetse ka dilese ke ntse ke na le bana ba ba 3 ba ba ithatelang kereke. A boy and two girls, and these two daughters are my fellow Solidarity members in WA.
Hey, Batong, hey,
and then we pray together, even if they are staying, they are at their homes. Rarapela, we just decide, let's pray this prayer. You know, let's say this prayer together, while even if they are away from me. See? So that's the blessings.
And of course, Romet's message, we tell her Radio Veritas for Mercy today. And le rona re batla ho lebohisa ka dilemo tse ngata ngata 62 has thaka motho. So me re ho ena he ka tseno Mentombi. Happy birthday dear Mentombi. Happy birthday to you. And then re yip yip wena ore. Re radio wena ore.
Radio Veritas.
O be letsatsi le monate mme waka.
E ke a leboga, ke a leboga.
By the way, pina ko bapalla thing today, me.
Ho a ke tsira o tle kre ya, o itse ka mo gira tsa mpina e ba re ngingo wakho.
Eya mme.
Ho ke rata thata thata. Wa le mo ho filo ena mang ka e kre ya, mang ka tsapa go tsonga.
Okay, me are bone hobane ke mo he a ke tse gore ke tshune feng e tlotla mfele yona it has just come up a rutwe ke St. Mary's Catholic male voice me ke bao he o beletsa tsile mlate mentombi well, key from key Rona Radio Veritas from your message.
Oh, okay.
Jesu wami, ningo wako jalo, nimehluka nizwe nawe, noma ngisahamba. Nimehluka nizwe nawe, noma ngisahamba. Nimehluka nizwe nawe.
Especially for Mentombi Diale out in Mapopani, the parish of St. Mark, a beautiful one there, St. Mary's Catholic Male Voice Choir, that's what they call themselves, and that one is just called Ngingo Wako Jesuam. Still on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. at 2:15, we'll speak to Didi Jane. We'll just catch up with her on what the Catholic Good News letter, the newsletter. What's in it for this month of February, this month of the Holy Family. And so we continue to call more people celebrating their birthdays today. Let's see if we can raise somebody by the name of Betty. And Betty is out in Frankfurt, in the Free State Namahadi, Frankfurt. Let's see if we'll raise
her. Welcome to the missed call notification service.
Okay. So can't get hold of Betty right now. We'll just have to come back to her. 11 minutes to 2 on Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top.
I'm Archbishop Stephen Brislin from Cape Town. You are tuned into Radio Veritas. Good news for a change.
Blessed Isidore Catholic Church in Protea Glen has embarked on a big fundraising project for the building of their new church. Under the title Community Engagement Through Art, art pieces of Archbishop Tlhakane, Blessed Benedict Daswa, and many others will be featured. You are invited to an art exhibition on the 27th of February at 3 p.m. at Museum Africa. For more information, contact Collie on 079-721-3736.
To the end.
The Veritas?
Hanya.
Yay, Booty.
Mohammed, alles an die Beste für die Fastfest.
Thank you very much, and to you.
Danke, Hanya.
Danke, Dan.
Danke für die Musik, wat jy speel. Dit is goed.
Maar
hierdie, jyne wat nou speel.
No, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's just you don't play Ave Verum, that's it, yeah. But thanks for this one, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, we will play Ave Verum specially for you then.
When will that be?
Well,
after
we'll
the news.
Just now after the news.
Ah,
yes.
You are a superstar. That's why I love you so much.
Oh, thank you, Booty.
You take care, Hannah.
Shab-shab, Dad.
And good luck for the family. Pass my regards to the boys there.
No, we'll definitely do that. And you pass my regards to the whole family on your side, Dad.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Dad.
God bless you. Take
God
care.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kuni, Change Our Hearts on Radio Veritas 576 AM with me, Khanya Ditabe, and a beautiful day it is indeed, and on this Ash Wednesday, the 10th of February.
Veritas. Truth.
The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
In your news, add to a very good afternoon. I am Mahadi Buthelezi. Pope reflects on Europe and MEC visits school where pupils are taught in a bus. Good afternoon. In an interview published on February the 8th by the Italian daily Corriere della Sera, Pope Francis has told the publication that European society needs to re-examine its responsibilities and its cultural roots. The Pope also revealed that his meeting with Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill had been carefully arranged in 2 years of secret negotiations. Speaking about Europe, the Pope said it must and can reform itself. He lamented on how the educational system had been broken, the one that transmitted values from grandparents to grandchildren, from parents to children. That system must be revived, he said. The pontiff also said that Europe should be prepared to accept migrants and to recognize its own responsibilities toward the countries of the troubled Middle East. Pope Francis met yesterday evening with the missionaries of mercy, who are priests given special faculties to absolve even sins reserved to the Holy See. The missionaries of mercy have been commissioned by the Holy Father during the Ash Wednesday Mass to be a living sign of the Father's welcome to all those in search of his forgiveness, and will be preaching mercy and hearing confessions in dioceses around the world during the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Pope Francis told them they are a sign of special importance which characterizes the Jubilee of Mercy, and offered some brief reflections of how to give practical help in their task. Charles Collins reports for Vatican Radio.
The Holy Father told the priests they must know how to look into the desire of the heart of the penitent, which through grace is the beginning of conversion, adding this desire is reinforced when the person decides in his heart to change his life and not sin again. The final point brought up by the Pope was that of shame. He said a person feels shame both for what they have done and also for having to confess it to another person. He called on confessors to have an attitude of respect and encouragement when encountering a person's shame. Do not forget, he said, in front of us there is no sin, just the repentant sinner.
The Catholic bishops of Northern Ireland have issued a statement urging lawmakers to reject a proposal that would permit the direct and intentional killing of unborn children with life-limiting conditions. The legislative proposal, which would legalize abortion in cases in which the unborn child suffers from a severe physical defect, the bishops argue, cannot be reconciled in any way with a commitment to the universal moral principle of the right to life. Rather than aborting children who suffer from severe physical problems, the bishops have called on the medical professions to offer compassionate care, as both medical professionals and legislators have a duty to acknowledge that an unborn child with a life-limiting condition continues in every clinical and moral sense to be alive and worthy of continuing life-supporting intervention and care until natural death. Gauteng Educational MEC Banyaza Lesufi has visited a primary school in Katlehong on the East Rand, where pupils were being taught in a bus due to a lack of infrastructure and equipment. Gwanele Primary School made headlines after the Democratic Alliance visited it on Monday. During its visit, the opposition party found that several pupils had to sit on their school bags and buckets because there were not enough chairs. It is understood that teachers at the school have between 70 and 130 pupils per class. The MEC spokesperson, Oba Budibe, said they are only intervening now as the school did not report the matter to them.
The school did not have to take as many learners as they actually did, and they didn't communicate that they were going to do that. But secondly, that in terms of how they are scheduling, they can change the schedule to a point where the bus is not really necessary. So teach the children in a classroom rather than in a bus. So that's some of the things that we need to solve. But the department working with it was going to try to alleviate the situation at that school.
Taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 15.90 to the dollar, 23.11 to the pound, and 17.90 to the euro. Taking onto your commodities, gold is trading at $1,183.24 an ounce, while Brent crude oil is trading at $30.94 a barrel. Recapping your top stories for this hour, Pope reflects on Europe and MEC visits school where pupils are taught in a bus. For Radio Veritas News, I am Mahadi Buthelezi.
Blessed Isidore Catholic Church in Protea Glen has embarked on a big fundraising project for the building of their new church. Under the title Community Engagement Through Art, art pieces of Archbishop Tlhakane, Blessed Benedict Daswa, and many others will be featured. You are invited to an art exhibition on the 27th of February at 3 p.m. at Museum Africa. For more information, contact Kholi on 079-721-3736.
Radio Veritas is hosting a Women's World Day of Prayer with the theme Receive Children, Receive Me.
Our churches must wake up and play a more decisive role in bringing people together.
Come and pray with us on Saturday the 5th of March at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Christ the King in Johannesburg.
Mary suffered vicariously on behalf of all women. Why then should women continue to be treated like property, like slaves, in this age of human rights?
That's the National Youth Choir of Great Britain, conducted by the composer of this one, Carl Jenkins. And that's, of course, Ave Verum, as requested by Booty Martins. So, time for our fun quiz. And in about 3 minutes' time, we'll catch up with Gati Dijani. The question is, what is one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? What is the one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? 011-452-7115, that's the number to dial. What is one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? 011-452-7115, that's the number to dial.
Conversion means changing the direction of the path of our lives. It is going against the current. When the current is a superficial, incoherent, and illusory way of life that often drags us down, making us slaves of evil or prisoners of moral mediocrity. Pope Benedict XVI.
What is one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? 011-452-7115, that's the number. And so while you think about that, do remember that tomorrow, it's the 11th of February, of course, it's the Feast of St. Josephine Bakita, which is also here in South Africa celebrated or commemorated as Human Trafficking Awareness Day. And so tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, there will be a procession from Kotse Street to the Cathedral, where an interfaith service will be held, and it will be led by His Grace Archbishop William Slattery. And so that's tomorrow at the Cathedral in Pretoria, Cathedral of the Sacred Heart. For more information, speak to Sister Melanie at the Human Trafficking Awareness Desk. Her number is 072-649-6411. 072-649-6411. And of course, you know that the parish of BIB, Blessed Isidore Bakanja in Protea Glen, they have embarked on this big fundraising project. Under the title Community Engagement Through Art. And so all sorts of art pieces you can see at this exhibition on the 27th of February. It will be a Saturday at Museum Africa in Johannesburg. Speak to Koli for more information, 079-721-3736. That's 079-721-3736. Now, if you are interested in short courses for lifelong learning, St. Augustine's College is providing just that. This coming Saturday, the 13th of February, they have their course on Introduction to Theological Thinking, and that's this Saturday from 10 o'clock to 12:30. They have all the other courses throughout the year. Introduction to Canon Law starts on the 2nd of April. Introduction to Bible will be there on the 12th of March. There's Introduction to Pastoral Theology, Introduction to Spirituality, Introduction to Systematic Theologian, Theology rather, is Introduction to Church History, and many others that you can be part of. There's also a workshop on Laudato Si that you can attend. And there's a talk entitled The Religious Life in the 21st Century that will be given by Judy Coyle as well. So many of these courses that you can actually be part of. All you need to do is call St. Augustine's to register, and also for just more information on 011-380-9000. That's St. Augustine's College, 011-380-9000.
St. Augustine College, South Africa's only Catholic institution of higher education.
Visit saintaugustine.ac.za and find out more about our offerings.
Our mission is to educate ethical leaders for Africa.
18 minutes after 2 o'clock on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And so we cross over now to Far East Deanery, where we speak to editor of the Catholic Good News, that's Kati Dijan. Hello, Kati.
Hi, Fanya. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
So, blessed Ash Wednesday to you.
Blessed Ash Wednesday to you too.
And I won't be asking you what you'll be giving up for Lent, eh?
I know, don't.
Okay, that's okay. Because just now you'll tell me that you'll give up the editorship of the Catholic Good News.
That's not possible, though. But I want to give up news, I really do.
Okay, news.
Sorry?
Did you say news?
I want to give up meat, yes.
Meat. Okay. I thought you were saying news. I said, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
So, Kati, we are in the new month of February. What do you have in store for us in the Catholic Good News newsletter?
Okay. Basically, the publication is dedicated towards human trafficking. It was one of our themes. One of the reasons was because we were just celebrating the Feast of St. Vikita on the 8th of February.
Yes.
So we wanted to explore the flip side of love, on what it is and how hurtful it is to not love your brother and your sister, especially in the form of slavery. So that was one of our main themes for the publication.
Yes.
As well, sorry?
No, okay, I'm saying yes. And of course, tomorrow in Pretoria, that's when the church in South Africa will be celebrating St. Josephine Bakita with that with that march and the interfaith service at the cathedral, yes.
Yes, yes, definitely. So it is one of the things that we covered for the publication. And we obviously also have decided to add a couple of things in the publication. We added what we call a celeb corner, where we asked our readers to tell us which celebrities they would like us to cover and to feature. And this month we covered a celebrity couple who used to sing at their celebration, Mulego Mbatha and Dogo Zambatha.
Oh, yes.
We featured Sorry?
Okay, yes, I'm with you.
Yes, we featured them, and obviously there were other things that we added, such as your health pages, where we covered about the elements of healthy lifestyle and how to live a healthy lifestyle. And we also introduced the gig guide section, where we are inviting all the parishes in the Far East Rand to tell us what activities they have, and we are very happy to come and cover the events as well and to be part of their celebration.
You try and cover news for the Far East dinner. How many parishes plus minus are there?
There are plus minus 8 parishes. No, I'm lying, sorry. I'm thinking about dinneries. There are plus minus, if I'm not mistaken, 20 parishes within the Far East Rand. And there are a couple of parishes that already do know the publication and have embraced it, and we really appreciate them for it.
And, of course, you continue to distribute far and wide throughout Johannesburg, not only in your deanery, right?
Yes, we do try our best to spread out. For any event, especially in the archdiocese that happens, we do try our best to go there, and we do sell the publication. For any event that's going to take place, especially the Marian Shrine, which is taking place on the 27th of February, we will definitely go there and try to present the brand. And it was something that really, Khanya, I would like to talk more about as well, because it's something that His Grace has appealed to young people to partake and spearhead this pilgrimage. It's going to take place in Thunderbird Park at Our Lady of Peace, and I'm inviting all young people to be part of the celebration. It's going to start at 8 o'clock until 2 o'clock, and we will start with Mass. And from there, we will proceed to other traditional Catholic prayers that we have, such as your benediction, such as the rosary, the stations of the cross. So we are appealing to everyone, not only from the Far East Rand, but every young person to be part of this pilgrimage as well.
Yes. So this time it will be hosted by the Val Deanery, and you're encouraging young people to come through to this. Why should I, as a young person, come to a Marian pilgrimage, Kati?
I think I was very inspired by one of the homilies that His Grace said, that, you know, young people were able to take this traditional prayer called the rosary and have spearheaded it to making it one of the most loved prayers. You know, when Mother Mary revealed herself to the young children at Fatima, it was these young children that really encouraged the church at large to pray the Holy Rosary every day. So with that said, every young person has the strength and still has the energy to really wake the church up. And with our different and respective talents, I think it's high time that young people have to partake in the things that He's grateful. Anything that happens within the Catholic Church, it's high time that we really celebrate it and use our energy to wake the church up. So I think going to the Marian pilgrimage is one of the things that you can do to show that you are interested in your Catholic faith, you're willing to learn as much as you can, and most importantly, you're willing to know more about this lady called Mother Mary, who is our divine intercessor. And really, it's His grace to build this shrine. So I think showing support from young people will encourage him, because, you know, the future of the church lies with young people.
And, of course, we look forward to that, day when that shrine will be realized in Johannesburg.
Yes, definitely. So I'm appealing to young people, may we please go to this shrine, to this pilgrimage, so that, you know, we can uplift our Catholic Church and our Catholic faith. The Catholic business will obviously be there as well to cover the event and to be part of the event as well.
Kati, if I want to get the Catholic good news in my parish and I'm not getting it now, how do I get in touch with you?
Okay, the best way for now to get to us is to send us an email at ecatholicgoodnews@yahoo.com. And we also have contact details. Our numbers are 060-685-5118. So this is the number that everyone can call us with, and they can tell us their request, anything and everything that they want to know about. We're happy to visit any church, and then we can present the Catholic news to them.
Okay, so that's ecatholicgoodnews@yahoo.com, or you can call the number 060-685-5118. Gatini Jani, that's of course the editor of the Catholic Good News, his newsletter that originally started in the Far East Deanery and is now distributed throughout Johannesburg. Thank you very much, Gati, and we speak again next time.
Thank you so much, Kanye, for featuring us.
God bless you.
You too, thank you.
In the eyes of Christ, children have a special place. Children are not only heirs, those who inherit God's kingdom, but they are also examples, models of trust, of innocence, of faith. And this is why Jesus says to his apostles, become childlike so that you may enter the kingdom of God. At Fatima, God revealed himself to children. Remember St. Paul writing to the Corinthians, he says, God has chosen the weak things of this world to make himself known. And so Mark reminds us that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, you will never enter it. In many countries, different parts of the world, people go to visit Our Lady. They go to Fatima, they go to Lourdes, they go to Carabandal, they go to Knock, they go to Ngome, they go to Njongwin. People go to these various places because they are driven by their faith, the faith we have inherited from these children. I hope we will build this shrine to Our Lady. I hope that we would have it in our hearts, each one of us, to stand up and say, I will help build this shrine.
Lady, full of God's own grace, here on Radio Veritas, 5:76 a.m. It's 2:30.
Nothing, how little soever it be, if it is suffered for God's sake, can pass without merit in the sight of God. Thomas A'Kempis.
And so we received an email here, and it says, "Hello everyone, this is Wiseman Mxolisi Magwaza from the Mother Church in Durban, Emmanuel Cathedral. I'd just love to say, let us stay connected to God by praying much harder than the previous Lent. And may Almighty God guide and protect us from the forces of evil. I'd also like to request a song, Zwana Mphefumulo, from the Zulu hymn book. And this is from Wiseman Mxolisi Magwaza."
Oh, I'm Joseph Mukwenja, International Territorial Vice President for St. Vincent de Paul of Africa II. Welcome to the good news for a change.
I once was lost.
And that's Celtic Woman, and this one is just called Amazing Grace. Before that, you heard Michael W. Smith, Ancient Words, and number one, specially requested by wise man Mxolisi Magwaza, Zwana Mphefumulo, and this is from the Zulu hymnal. This is still Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and find us on Facebook, of course, Radio Veritas South Africa. Find us on Twitter, follow us at Radio Veritas SA. If you'd like to come and visit us, you're welcome to do that. It's number 88, 8th Avenue in Edenvale. That's where you can visit us anytime. Come and talk to us. Of course, if you'd like to call us during office hours, it's 011-663-4700. It's 2:45. In a short while, we'll hear from Olinda Orlando in our Living Lent slot, and then we'll also be hearing from Benny Marlin on the journey in a short while here on Radio Veritas 576 AM. But before that, let me just remind you, tomorrow in Pretoria, the Cathedral, there is an interfaith service which will be led by His Grace, Archbishop William Slattery, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. And this is all for human trafficking awareness. And for more information, speak to Sister Melanie from Human Trafficking Awareness Desk. And her number is 072-649-6411. That's 072-649-6411.
Mudimu Ubonakore, it's befitting for this church to have Father Mugadi, a man of God, a man who will be able to save this First Lawrence, not only First Lawrence, but the entire country.
Indeed, Ikamakul Fumile, San Albert First Lawrence shall never be the same again. Meet us for an all-night pre-Pentecost revival under the theme of Acts chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Sikanye no Maria nabapostoli kamelweni ngaphezulu silinele umoya ongcwele re amoho le Maria le baapostola ka morenge ka hodimong re beleletse moya o halalelang ka di 13 tsa May mhla 13 May 2016 kuswa ngo 6 ntamba makuze kuse e San Albert Catholic Church First Lawrence 1090 Mogotlane Street masibonane khona.
Pope Francis initiated a year of mercy with the theme Merciful Like the Father. The Family Year Planner for 2016 has as its overall theme the Year of Mercy and the Family, building homes of merciful love. Every month there is a family-related theme, so see, read and share on the reflections on all of those themes. The calendars, Balfour bulk prices, are only 350 Rand for 100 calendars. Individual selling price, 5 rand each. Visit www.mafam.org.za, 082-552-1275. Email me on info@mafam.org.za. It's worth it to be merciful like the Father.
Living Lent, a prayer for each day. Ash Wednesday. Lord, on this special day of Ash Wednesday, may my small sacrifices in fasting be a way to clear the clutter in my life so that I can see you more clearly. May my longing for meat and other food help me to focus my life today more outside of myself. Let me be aware of those who suffer so much more than I do. And may I be aware of them as the brothers and sisters you have placed in my life. Lord, I know that there is darkness within me and around me. Bless these days with your word. Let your light shine in the darkness. Help me long for that light. And most of all, Lord, help me acknowledge my sins and my deep need for for your loving forgiveness and grace. I pray that this Lenten season will make me so much more aware of how much I need your healing in my life. Please let everything I do this day and in this season of Lent come from you and be inspired by you. Amen.
Sylvia, a Kingdom Dominican, and work with Catholic Community for a Better World. In this series, I share some thoughts with you around Lent, and for this purpose have made use of a number of books, and therefore am grateful for authors like Rolheiser, Macrina Wedekeer, McKenna McCarthy, Judy Canotto, and a number of others whose deep thoughts inspired mine. Today is Ash Wednesday. And for all the Lenten talks, I will make use of many stories, which I will use extensively, knowing its power to hold eternal truth as it rises out of human experience. Each story has a word, maybe different for each of us. It does not matter. My wish is that whatever word you may hear will draw you more deeply into the one who is the word. Lent is a gift of time to contemplate the awesomeness of God. Fire and light and greening, radiant beauty, sacred unity, glorious pulsating love, urging life into being, a whole evolutionary flow, a never-ending dance of light received and light birth. And we are fire of fire, love of love, light of light, one in the God who called us into being. Thus connected, interconnected, there burns within the divine flame to reach out to those who hunger and thirst. Will we, these precious days, make time to enter the silence of our hearts, there to learn anew our call to participate in the unfolding of life within and around us, to engage in the world in its present state of chaos and confusion, to trust the Spirit as we leave our security and complacency, to search for ways which promote a humanity deeply in love with life, to recognize again that as light of light, we are potent and powerful, lacking nothing in our quest to be light amidst the greatest darkness. Will we this Lent, humbled in the awareness of the amazing presence of mystery, flowing with the rise and fall of life, let go of the trivial and see the magnificence of each moment, vibrating with eagerness to be fully lived? Will we this Lent give God time to sing love song in our lives? Yes, we rise again from ashes, the very symbol, a telling of the human story. Megan McKenna dips into this mystery of self-giving through a story. Once upon a time, there was a storyteller who loved words. The sound and feel of them, the way they flowed and swirled about, returned and spiraled down in little currents. Better, he loved stories, any kind really, but especially the ones that caught folks and carried them, casting them forth in a place distant from where they were, from when the story began. Best of all, he loved telling the stories and was compelled into it by some power deeper than any force that moved rivers and stirred the seas in their depths. He was most himself in the telling, graceful, free, light and truthful, obedient to another, whom he liked to think of as the Word. Then one day, he began to notice things changing, or to be more precise, disappearing. First, it was little things, his keys, glasses, notes to himself, and pages off the calendar. But then it became harder to laugh, for the problem grew worse. More began to disappear. Hours of the day, sleep and dreams at night, acquaintances, even friends. Everything that had disappeared was closely connected to a story he had told. He tried not telling stories, but that didn't work. When and where would it all stop? Then he began to lose pieces of himself. His hair, his fingernails, his toenails. Then one day he told a story. He himself was so enthralled by the words that flowed from him that he hardly noticed his finger disappearing. But when on the following day he lost yet another finger on the same hand, he thought it was time to make some major decisions. He just couldn't go on like this, at least not without consciously knowing what would happen every time he was caught in a story. Still, he was bound to the stories and to the telling. But as much as he tried, he could not still the inner drive to do the telling. Soon he noticed another side effect. As he disappeared, he became more and more an expert at storytelling. The stories acquired more power, greater breadth, and in the influence was much deeper. In fact, they began to come true in reality. He began to see that losing himself was part of a larger design, a whole that he was contributing to and literally creating out of his own flesh. That thought sustained him at times, even though he kept losing himself and disappearing. He clung to his face, his eyes and mouth, his memory and mind, his ears and lungs, and of course his heart. It was all he had left. What a strange but powerful story. Maybe we need to ask ourselves, was any story worth losing his sight for, or his memory, or his heart, or his very soul? Was the story insatiable? Did it really want everything, all of him, down to the last shreds of his body and soul? More to the point, could he and would he give it all up in trust? Could he? That is the question. Can we and will we give ourselves up in trust to others, to the other? Where is the end, the limit? How much are we willing to lose? How much of ourselves must be emptied out so that the word, the story, can come through us? What if every day of Lent we lost something of ourselves so that the teller, the word, might flow through us more surely and freely? This Lent, let us just disappear back into the arms of the one who created earth to be a garden, a dwelling place secure for all peoples, a haven for the least among us. May this experience of Lent be the ashes from which we rise as we experience the mystery of Christ within us. When we live Lent attentively and gently, then Easter can truly be a celebration during which the full proclamation of the risen Christ will ring in the deepest place of our being. So let us pray. It astounds me, Lord, that you would listen to me and accept my poor prayer just as I am. You know me thoroughly, and still you don't turn away. Whether my prayer is grateful or needy, angry or sorrowful, whining or giddy, you hear and accept my words. I treasure your acceptance, my God, and the great love that undergirds it. Receive, O God, the gift of my empty spirit. In your graciousness, guide me throughout this season to discover the source of stagnation, so Easter Sunday will find me once again filled with a new life of resurrection. Amen.
Augustine College, South Africa's only Catholic institution of higher education.
Visit saintaugustine.ac.za and find out more about our offerings.
Our mission is to educate ethical leaders for Africa.
And so thanks to Sister Sylvia on that reflection on Ash Wednesday.
Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
And so in this month dedicated to the Holy Family, the month of February, Pope Francis prays for care for creation, that we may take good care of creation, a gift freely given, cultivating and protecting it for future generations. The Holy Father, in his evangelization intentions, prays for Asia, that opportunities may increase for dialogue and encounter between the Christian faith and the peoples of Asia.
Let us now join together in reciting the Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Hello everyone, this is Bishop Kevin Dowling from Rustenburg and you are listening to Radio Veritas. I'm a listener, I've also participated many times with interviews and so forth. It's always been a wonderful gift and privilege to talk to you and to share my journey and experiences. So I wish you every blessing in life as you listen to Radio Veritas and be touched by good news.
Radio Veritas is hosting a Women's World Day of Prayer with the theme, Receive Children, Receive Me.
Our churches must wake up and play a more decisive role in bringing people together.
Come and pray with us on Saturday the 5th of March at 10 a.m. at the Cathedral of Christ the King in Johannesburg.
Mary suffered vicariously on behalf of all women. Why then should women continue to be treated like property, like slaves, in this age of human rights?
I am John Lee, inviting you to tune in every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. and on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. to our series Music You Remember. In these programs, we bring you the world's most beautiful music by the world's finest musicians, as well as excerpts from the vast treasure trove of our Catholic tradition of sacred and liturgical music gems. That's Music We Remember on Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. and on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. Not to be missed.
Matins on Sunday. A program of music and words of inspiration every Sunday morning between 6 and 9 o'clock with me, Colin York. The program will include the much-loved and ever-popular O Come, Let Us Sing, half an hour of sacred choral music. Matins on Sunday, only on Radio Veritas, where we bring you the good news and the good music for a change.
Hi, I'm Ariella van der Walt.
And I'm Sharon Lazarus.
And you can listen to us every Wednesday evening between
7 and 8 p.m.
on Catholic Culture Vulture. We'll have green fingers.
We'll have trivia.
We'll have soul providers.
We'll have traditional tongues.
And most importantly,
we'll have laughs.
It's a 3:15 on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And of course, we still have a question from the last hour. I hope you remember what it was. And the number to dial for it is 011-452-7115. That's 011-452-7115. A very easy one. It was a question that says, regardless of their political or religious affiliation, all men and women agree that this is between heaven and earth. What are we talking about here? 011-452-7115. Regardless of their religion or politics, all men agree that this is between heaven and earth. What do you think we're talking about here? 011-452-7115. The one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth. 011-452-7115. That's the number to dial here on Soft Options, the show that's more than a cheer on top.
Did you know that every month 55 million people go on the internet and search the word God? And every month 17 million people search the word love. That's because God is love. But you knew that. That's why you listen to Radio Veritas. The good news. For a change.
What is the one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? 011-452-7115. So don't forget, from the 26th to the 28th of February, there's a retreat for the Charismatic Society. So they're inviting you to it. And this will be out in Centurion. And it's 750 rand per person. I believe it's at the parish of Centurion. But for more information, speak to Charity. And her number is 078-736-4832. That's Charity, 078-736-4832. And so you remember that on the 27th of February, it's all happening. And that's at Our Lady Queen of Peace, Bophelong, the Youth Marian Pilgrimage. That's the Youth Marian Pilgrimage. And this is at that parish, Our Lady Queen of Peace in Bophelong. and with Archbishop Buti Tlhagale celebrating Mass at 8 o'clock. For more information, speak to Ndate Odilon Molapo or Dylan Naika, and the number is 011-402-6400. Let's go to the lines. Hello, you're on the radio.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, ma.
Hello, I'm just going to try a wild guess. I think it's God.
You think it's God?
Yeah, it's just a wild guess.
Let's see, ma. No, I'm still afraid, ma.
Okay.
Okay, ma. So God is not the answer I'm looking for. As you heard, what is the one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? Hello, you're on the radio. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Ndate Mkhabudi.
Ndate Thabo.
Ke kopa o time radio hle Ndate Mkhabudi.
Oh, no, give the more
loud
speaker,
sorry.
Okay, Ndate Mkhabudi.
So, what is one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? And so while you think about that, also let me just please remind you that we are going through this extreme ravaging drought in our country. As you heard, about 7 areas have been declared disaster areas already in the country. And so with the Radio Veritas, you know, going out all the way to Senegal, delivered about 2,500 liter bottles of water. We would like to appeal to all Dominican schools, Dominican parishes and Dominican ministries like Radio Veritas to address these events. And we're calling for donations of hundreds of 5-liter bottles of water. So if you can donate a 5-liter bottle of water, you know, obviously you can get the water from your tap, clean water from your tap, and just fill a 5-liter bottle. That will be appreciated. And this will be then, if you can please bring it to Radio Veritas offices, number 88 8th Avenue, or at your nearest Dominican parish or school. So St. Dominic School for Girls, for example, in Boksburg, the Dominican Convent here in Belgravia, and many other Dominican parishes or schools around your area. That will really be appreciated. And we ask this to be done, please, before the 25th of January. So let's celebrate the 800th Jubilee of Dominican Order founding and bring joy and hope to people, and above all, in this year of mercy, bring drink and relief to the thirsty. For more information, you can speak to Charles here at Radio Veritas if you'd like directions and so on. And he's at 011-663-4700. That's Charles Vesasi. 011-663-4700. And so it stays. What is one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? And let's go to the lines. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, Khani. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say sin.
Sin. Sin. No, they're shaking their heads.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Hello, you're on Radio Veritas.
Okay.
Hey, ma.
You
guys are here. You guys are Hey, give me a photo.
Eh,
oh, mezoto. Eh, yam.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Arab.
It is the word end.
The word end. Usho me. Hey, the boats are there, Tamatatia. And who are we speaking to, me? Who are we speaking to?
We're speaking to Zoto, Pretoria North.
Oh, Pretoria North. In fact, I wanted to say, Mezoto, where are you?
Okay.
And anybody you want to say hello to?
Hello to Lunabo Boat, Mamma Media Radio Veritas, the Chomisaka, the Family Saka, Baba Linko Hole, Libago House.
Nice. And what song do I play you as our genius today?
Nkateko. Alleluia, Nkateko.
Okay. Me agrike lente, so alleluia, harkwe bapala.
Ilo, ikene sukobolo ako, onaliwa.
Okay. Me agrike tlaibona. Tlaibona riya sahana. And so, me zotwa, just because u genius, harere hip hip wena ori?
Ori.
Are the radio when I ori?
Very
sad. Are the good news when I ori?
For a change.
Ralebo
one. Okay,
thank you. So there we are. That's Zoto in Pretoria North. The question was, what is the one thing that all wise men, regardless of their politics or religion, agree is between heaven and earth? And of course, the correct answer there is the word end. Yeah, but why? That's the correct answer.
With a clean heart, I'll praise you. With a pure heart, I'll honor you. With a right spirit within me, I will magnify your name. With a clean
with a clean heart, Marila on Radio Veritas 576 AM. And so tomorrow, as I mentioned, there's that mass at the cathedral, where an interfaith service, I should say, at the cathedral in Pretoria. And at 9 o'clock, that's when you assemble at the Catholic Center in Sunnyside, Pretoria. That's the Catholic Center. Apparently, it's not Costa Street. I'm not sure, but there's a correction there. It's at the Catholic Center in Sunnyside, Pretoria. At 9 o'clock, you'll be meeting there. And then you'll proceed to the cathedral for an interfaith service, which will then start at 10 o'clock. And, of course, as I mentioned, it will be led by Archbishop William Slattery. For more information, speak to Sister Melanie and the number 072-649-6411. That's 072-649-6411. It's 3:30 here on Radio Veritas, 576 AM. I hope you're ready to do our dance.
Wednesday, the day that marks the beginning of the season of Lent. It is a season of penance, reflection, and fasting which prepares us for Christ's resurrection on Easter Sunday, through which we attain redemption. On Ash Wednesday, our foreheads are marked with ashes to humble our hearts and to remind us that life passes away on earth. We remember this when we're told, "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return." Ashes are a symbol of penance made sacramental by the blessing of the Church. and they help us develop a spirit of humility and sacrifice. The distribution of ashes comes from a ceremony of ages past. Christians who had committed grave faults performed public penance. On Ash Wednesday, the bishop blessed the hair shirts that they were supposed to wear during the 40 days of penance and sprinkled over them ashes made from the palms from the previous year. Then, while the faithful recited the seven penitential psalms, the penitents were turned out of the church because of their sins, just as Adam, the first man, was turned out of paradise because of his disobedience. The penitents did not enter the church again until Maundy Thursday, after having won reconciliation by the toils of 40 days penance and sacramental absolution. Later, all Christians, whether public or secret penitents, came to receive ashes out of devotion. In earlier times, the distribution of ashes was followed by a penitential procession. The ashes are made from the blessed palms used in the Palm Sunday celebration of the previous year. The ashes are christened with holy water and are scented by exposure to incense. While the ashes symbolize penance and contrition, they are also a reminder that God is gracious and merciful to those who call on Him with repentant hearts. His divine mercy is of utmost importance during the season of Lent, and the Church calls on us to seek that mercy during the entire Lenten season with reflection, prayer, and penance. Lent is the opportunity to change what we ought to change but have not. Lent is about becoming, doing, and changing whatever it is that is blocking the fullness of life in us right now. Lent is a summons to live anew. Lent is the time to let life in again, to rebuild the worlds we've allowed to go sterile, to fast and weep and mourn for the goods we've forgone. If our own lives are not to die from lack of nourishment, we must sacrifice the pride or the sloth or the listlessness that blocks us from beginning again. Then God will have pity on us and pour into our hearts the life we know deep down that we are lacking.
among yourselves charity at all times, St. Eugene the Mazinot says. This is Mlamuli Temba from St. Peter Tlever Parish. You're listening to Radio Veritas, the good news for a change, 576 AM.
And so it's the 10th of February, and you're listening to Soft Options, the show that's more than a chair on top. It's the 41st day of the year 2016, which means that there are only 324 days remaining until we get to the end of this year. And it was on this day in the year 1840, when 1841, when the controversial man, clergyman of the Fuhr Trekkers, Erasmus Smith, was forced to retire after Daniel Lindley was ordained the previous day. Apparently, Smith and his wife lived in poverty on a small pension in Pietermaritzburg until they both died in 1863, a week apart. And apparently this was because of a degree of doubt concerning the legitimacy of his admission to the ministry. So that was Erasmus Smith. Of course, we have Smith Street here in Johannesburg and many other places named after him. And of course, Lindley, there's a place called Lindley outside Bethlehem named after the man who followed him, Daniel Lindley. And so on this day in the year 1908, that's when a new department of the TUC, which was then Transvaal University College, consisting of the arts and science courses, began its classes in an unfinished house, and that was today in 1908, and that was Kia Rosa in Skinner Street in Pretoria. Of course, this department developed into what we know now as University of Pretoria, Tekkies. And so it was on this day in 1955 when police began the removal of houses of 60,000 people in Sophia Town. Of course, these people were then resettled in Meadowlands and other places. That was on this day, 1955, when those bulldozers came into Sophia Town. And so on this day in the year 1977, that's when the SACBC, the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference, decided to uphold the rights of conscientious objectors and expressed its perturbation over reports of police brutality and deaths in detention. And the SACBC called for an investigation and protests against the provision of legal indemnity for the police. And at the close of this conference, a 21-point action program was issued for guidance in future stances to be taken. So when the bishops finished their conference, there was this 21-point action program issued for guidance in future stances to be taken. On this day in the year 1980, that's when Robert Mugabe narrowly missed a second assassination attempt when a bomb exploded behind his limo. 1980 today. But that's the same year he was elected. In 1985 today, that's when Nelson Mandela rejected South African President P.W. Botha's offer of a conditional release. 1985 today.
Kutani ngata ndiva kahle nje mfowethu. Indone ngathi niyanxila nje. Bathi walala mini sahli wamathamsa. Yeah.
And it was on this day in the year 1988 when a faction of the Bophuthatswana Defense Force, led by that man Roky Malebane Metsing, they attempted to overthrow the government of Lucas Manyane Mangope, who was actually held hostage for at least 15 hours in Kemonosi Stadium. And of course, you know, so many stories coming out of that particular day. And here in South Africa, that's when President F.W. de Klerk announced that ANC leader Nelson Mandela will be released unconditionally from the Victor Verster prison in Paarl at 3 o'clock on the following day.
Prohibition of the African National Congress, the Pan-Africanist Congress, the South African Communist Party, and a number of subsidiary organizations is being rescinded. I repeat, the steps that have been decided are the following. The prohibition of the African National Congress, the Pan-Africanist Congress, the South African Communist Party, and a number of subsidiary organizations is being rescinded. People serving prison sentences merely because they were members of one of these organizations will be identified and released.
Siyakholwa kuqamatu thixo oyisona manda onge
siyakholwa
liwesulu nomhlaba na ku Yesu Kristu
siyakholwa
konyana wakhe inkosi yethu
siyakholwa.
Wakhawulwa ngomoyo yingwele bazalwa kuviri kumariya
siyakholweva
intlungu
emihla
kabondiyo pilato
wabethelelwe
emnqamlezweni
wafa
wangcwatywa
siyakholwa.
Wehlela kwelabafileyo wathi ngomhla wesithathu wavuka kwabafileyo bazawenyukela ezulwini ngelingasekumele kathixo kuyisona mandla onke
siyakholwa.
Apha yakuvela khona asekwabahleliyona bafileyo siyakholwa kumoyo yingcwele nakwibandla elingcwele ityalike engcwele ekatolike
siyakholwa.
Udlelane baba ngwele kholelwa kwezono
siyakholwa
kakomzimbe kufeni nabo ubom obungunaphakade
siyakholwa
kuqamathuthixo ewe siyakholwa
siyakholwa.
And so that's St. John Vianney Seminary Choir of the CD Greatest Hits. And of course, this one is just called Ndiya Kholwa. It was on this day in the year 1751 when John Wesley suffered a fall on the ice-covered London Bridge, and he was carried to the home of a sailor's widow by the name of Mary Vazel. And apparently within a week, the two were married with disastrous results. Apparently, this unhappy couple spent so little time together that in 1771, Wesley recorded this in his journal, and I quote, "I come to London and was informed that my wife died on Monday. This evening, she was buried, though I was not informed of it," unquote. In 1859 today, that's when the first congregation of the Reformed Church was founded in Rustenburg. In 1998 today, that's when Protestant leaders seek to exclude Sinn Féin from Northern Ireland peace talks after a killing blamed on Catholic guerrillas. 1998 today. So if it's your birthday today, you share it with a clergyman and author of textbooks and composer, Nicholas Hofmeyr, born today in Jakobsdal in the Cape Province. Minister of Religion and former Bishop of the Central Diocese of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, Manas Buthelezi, born today in 1935. He was actually President of the Southern African Council of Churches, SACC, from 1984 to 1981. This is still Radio Veritas, 576 AM. And so don't forget the World Youth Day 2016 coming up in July. This is from the 25th to the 31st of July. And this is the English version of the official World Youth Day 2016 hymn.
My help comes from the Lord, my God. From
And so this is World Youth Day official hymn, Blessed Are the Merciful. Of course, that's in English. And that's the World Youth Day 2016 ensemble giving it to us there here on Radio Veritas, 576 a.m. And so we look at all our prayer circle, well, all our prayer intentions in the prayer circle today, and we pray for them. All those that were mentioned by Shayla at Mass today, all those that were called in, and all the SMSs that have come through to Radio Veritas today, we pray for them.